Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, April 23rd, 2024. Knowledge is powerful. Through wisdom is an house built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 and 4. Today's morsel. Solomon says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. He tells us that a house is built by wisdom, and by understanding it is established. You don't build a family in a shack or ruins when you have godly wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. These things only happen when these three things are missing from a life. As Solomon again states, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Psalms 127, verse 1. Jesus even tells us where we should build our house, and that is upon the rock. David states, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler in the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Psalms chapter 18, verse 2. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? Psalms 18, verse 31. Are you building your house upon the rock? Peter tells us how to build our house so that it doesn't fall. And beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if you do these things be in you and abound, they make that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that liketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 through verse 10. When the knowledge of Christ is absent, folks are subject to just throw anything together and call it a home. But as Paul told the church at Corinth, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You're not your own. For you were brought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Sing this song with me today. I thought, number one, would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learn to stand. Oh Lord, I can't and walk without you holding my hand. Thought for today, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9.